Being able to utilize and leverage technology and the ability to automate helps expand the human essence of what we do. Just leaning into robotics or leaning into manufacturing, whether it's in something as riding a roller coaster, right? Actually thinking about how when you sit in your seat and then the holster secures your safety to when it starts, stops, how fast it goes. Being able to leverage that automation in that form or fashion helps evolve human interaction with it. Sandra Kenley. I'm a commodity manager for our HR operations and contract labor space in our OES business unit. So it's that is our engineering and operations services business unit.
And how did you hear about or get started at Rockwell?
So my journey started here as an intern back in 2017 through a program at UWM, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And I started here as a master production scheduler. So I was planning for our production at one of our plants in Twinsburg, Ohio, and evolved into another internship where I completed more procurement. So buying different items for our engineering space and transitioned as a buyer and now as a commodity manager. So I've completed a couple different positions internally here.
And what do you like about your job?
I would say every day is different. So I enjoy the types of suppliers that I gain access to within HR operations and contract labor. Every contract looks different because there's different spaces within HR operations like payroll, our relocation, contract labor, whether it's for a specific project or a full-time employee. It kind of varies within the commodity.
So how has technology changed your job in the short time that you've been here?
That's a good question. I would say it's definitely evolving. My exposure to our ERP system, SAP, was very new. It's something that I used as a buyer, and now I don't necessarily use it too much in my current role, but I would say to help automate and I guess make our lives easier.
Okay. Expanding human possibility, like what does that mean to you?
Being able to utilize and leverage technology and the ability to automate helps expand the human essence of what we do. Just leaning into robotics or leaning into manufacturing, whether it's in something as riding a roller coaster, right? Actually thinking about how when you sit in your seat and then the holster secures your safety to when it starts, stops, how fast it goes, being able to leverage that automation in that form or fashion helps evolve human interaction with it. So envision yourself sitting at Six Flags on a roller coaster seat. You're ready to take off. So things that we don't actually think about is what is the brains behind powering it.
Right.
When it starts, when it stops, when it secures yourself in the seat, mm-hmm. Rockwell helps power the brains behind driving that machine. Mm-hmm. So in terms of evolving, I guess, the human possibilities, evolving the mindset behind how it's viewed and how it's used. Because I actually didn't even think about that. Mm. Just partaking in on a roller coaster at Six Flags.
Yeah. So how do you know when technology is at its best?
That's a good question. Primarily, what I do doesn't necessarily touch technology. It's just more so utilizing within the indirect space of sourcing. So there's sourcing or suppliers that supply our end user or our customer. On the flip side, our customer, what I service, is our internal employee. So from a technology standpoint, I actually don't touch a lot of what we do in the hands of the customer. I'm more internal here at Rockwell. Mm-hmm. So the technology that we utilize would be something like payroll, the service provider that provides that payroll service, or different types of softwares or technology that would help bring in a contractor or a full-time employee, like the softwares that would actually help with that process of identifying a candidate or someone who is interested in working at Rockwell to their full-time role. So what I actually touch doesn't necessarily
touch the technology behind the industrial technology.
Yeah, it's kind of the mindset that helps power the business more so internally.
And that's why I wanted to bring you on the podcast to get a different perspective.
Yeah.
From maybe not someone who's like out on the field programming those PLCs, but behind the scenes making the machine that is Rockwell powered or connected.
Absolutely.
So, what excites you?
I would say being able to create long-lasting relationships and also foster new ones. So within HR operations and contract labor, there's relationships that we typically establish for a contract of 3 to 5 years. So whether that's continuing a relationship, establishing what we call SLAs or KPIs, so service level agreements or key performance indicators, which helps evolve our relationship with our suppliers. So whether that's for a contract labor or provider, time to fill. So being able to fill an open requisition or an open position in a timely fashion, to relocating our products, relocating our people. So like I mentioned before, if you had to move from Milwaukee to Singapore, what does that process actually look like?
Do you guys have a location in Singapore?
We do, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we do.
All right, that's where I want to go next.
Nice. Yeah, it's an incredible city. Very automated.
Yeah.
Systemized.
I think it's one of the smartest cities in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were watching a documentary about it. So what do you guys do over in Singapore? Do you know?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
Okay. So what do you think could be improved about Rockwell?
I would say opportunity just not only in Rockwell, but in, I would say, all industries is just process and documenting processes. Being able to, when you bring on someone new, having a process laid out, I would say there's part of it of having kind of that, in a sense, like entrepreneurial or like driving force of like, I'm going to figure out this problem on my own, but also having a guiding light or someone to help guide you through the process. So something that, as I reflect on my journey, is having processes that I'm doing in my position either documented or having some sort of workflow, I would say.
Room for improvement there.
Possibly,
But you mentioned entrepreneurial and almost like creativity, which is kind of at the opposite end of the spectrum of documented and workflow. Like, how do you balance those two? How do you balance structure with creativity and chaos? Like, what is that? How do you optimize that?
I would say collaboration, being able to work with your team or your manager to help support and crystallize a process. So maybe there's a process put in place, but you could find an improvement in efficiency. So being able to collaborate with your team.
Right. Being open to change. And
yeah, absolutely.
So you were at the Milwaukee meetup today.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it was incredible. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed the interactive piece, while also you spearheaded the conversation. But that also brought up questions and conversation, and it brought up new ideas. So
yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I really liked it. What would be your summary of the topics or the theme of the event?
How to utilize and improve your LinkedIn brand and how to evolve how you present yourself on LinkedIn specifically. So I've just been working on my branding on a couple different platforms, Facebook and LinkedIn, and I enjoyed how you started with talking about your story. And we have a story of the present, the past, and the future, and then laying that out with some of the questions that were posed of like, how do you balance out your social media with your personal goals, with the vision of the company that you're working for? So I liked the conversational piece of it, but also the overlying part of how can you be more effective utilizing your LinkedIn.
Yeah. And I think one of the things we were talking about is like companies that are empowering the individual employee to build that brand rather than being a little bit more on the censoring side or being scared of, well, like if we let these employees build their own brands, then they don't need the, like, you know, if it does become, like maybe they will get another job, right? Then they'll want to be stolen from us.
Yeah.
I think that scarcity mentality is not good. And that's why I was really, I'm not saying I didn't have high expectations for Rockwell, but I have been really surprised at how open they have been, you know, to letting you speak, which, you know, I know you said you weren't even really in that technical field, but this has been cool that Rockwell has been very supportive in allowing us to do this. So
yeah,
that's very cool. Do you have any questions?
How do you see the evolution in technology going based on your experience?
I see it going well. So I think there's a lot of like fear, but there's also a lot of excitement. You know, at the rate of which technology is changing, sometimes it's hard to see even like how will we remain competitive in the marketplace when you're having to continually learn new skills, comparing, you know, where most people our age or a little bit older had grown up in a world where you gathered a skill set and then you used that over the course of your career, how it's shifting into more of a continual learning environment. And you know, that has a potential to like put a lot of people into a position where they might have to transition their job. They might need to evolve, and they may not be ready for that. They may not want to.
Yeah.
So that is, I think, probably the one, you know, more of the negative side. But also on the positive side, there's that opportunity for them to have that more creative job, right? Going from the dark, dirty, and dangerous workplace to, I mean, I think something like truck driving. Over the next 10 years, we'll see millions of truck drivers that may have more opportunity to do something else, but they got to have that, I guess, courage to make that transition.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't think every single truck driver will be out, like, replaced by self-driving vehicles, but I think that is probably something that we will be able to watch and learn from. But, like, to truck drivers out there, there's going to be a place for them. I think, you know, automation doesn't kill jobs. It just creates more and
Absolutely.
Better jobs. And so...
Yeah, expanding the human possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah,
into this abyss of this existence that we're in. So how do I see technology evolving? Yeah, so me personally, there's a book that has some predictions on that. So there's, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I would agree. I'd echo what you just said.
Okay.
One thing that you had mentioned in the LinkedIn event earlier was the fact that the physical world and the social or the online world will eventually evolve. Well, it is evolving in two. And I feel like something that I've felt is almost the lack of human element kind of takes away having an opportunity to have a conversation like this. And
yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, like to actually evolve your communication skills and your in-person conversation. So I see kind of pros and cons to both, but... Yeah.
It's strange, like video, you would think it's very social, but it's kind of very antisocial in a way. Because then it's like, oh, you know, you meet a new person, and then I'm just like pulling out my camera, like as if the only reason I'm talking to you is to get a video, which is not obviously the case, but so that is difficult. And also, as technology and humans continue to merge, I imagine a time where I may need to draw the line personally.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin, I interviewed him this morning, and he said he'd be like the first one to get like a microchip implanted. And
he would.
Because he's very much that futurist type of, you know. I think we need all people there. But I do think that people sharing that story and sharing what they see about that technology will help us navigate that shift. So that's really where I see my purpose.
Cool. Sweet.
Well, thanks so much for the interview. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.